Hello, everyone. Welcome to week five. We're halfway through and getting over the hump here, and we have just learned all about rapport, laughter, and reframing on our previous session. And now we're going to talk about proactive listening on multiple levels, because listening is an art. It's an art that has been practice for a long, long time, ever since people were beginning to speak. And it's been said that life gave us two ears and one mouth, and that it's appropriate to listen twice as much as we speak. Now, I wonder how many of us actually practice that. Now, it's also illustrating the principle, the seek first to understand before being understood, you know, a very profound principle that is sometimes a challenge to practice in our society. Now, who do you know that is a great listener? Who do you know that really profoundly listens to you? Remember my Black Widow story? Somebody that profoundly listening to me, and I was in a hypnotic state from how deeply she listened to me and how much rapport she had with me. Now, how do you regard those people that are great listeners? Do you have them in high regard? I suggest that most of us do hold them in high regard. There's a story about Abraham Lincoln during the war years, the Civil War, that he would have a farmer from his Illinois days come and visit him in the Capitol. And the farmer would come in, they'd exchange a few pleasantries, asking about each other's family. And then the farmer would just sit and listen to Lincoln, sometimes for several hours. He would just go on and on about, you know, what was going on with him, what was going on with the war, the challenges, you know, the frustrations, you know, the deep grief he was in about what was happening and how many soldiers they were actually losing. And the farmer wouldn't say one thing. And at the end, when Lincoln was complete with it, they would just shake hands and the farmer would begin his long trek back to Illinois. But here was this man with this incredible ability to listen to Lincoln, that Lincoln held in high regard, that he would, you know, open his heart and his soul to him and just really, really listen. And I think that's the ultimate coach, when you can really come in and listen to someone and pick up so many things about them and their present state, just from listening, from the tone, from the cadence, the speed that they're talking, from the silences and the pauses. There's so much information if we just look at how much we're getting in listening and starting to study it, and treating listening as an art. And we're going to have an opportunity to do that this week and the following weeks and for the rest of your life. So we're going to talk about this week, and I'm going to give you a handout on this. This will go up later tonight. And we're going to talk about the levels of listening. Now, the first level is really not a level at all that I'm going to call it a level. It's the lowest level of listening. It's not listening at all. You may be present. If you are distracted by anything while talking to, you know, someone, they can get the impression that you are ignoring them. For example, while the person is speaking, you start a conversation or interject a comment with another person. Examples, you start munching on something or again, start talking to somebody else, and they can hear it. Or you're taking too long to answer them. There's this long, dramatic pause, you know. Then the message comes across that you are ignoring them for the most part. So that's probably the least or the lowest level of listening that we get into. Now, what you might want to observe this week, this is a little bit of homework for you, where are you ignoring people in conversations? Where are you ignoring certain types of people? Where are you ignoring, you know, somebody about some certain subject? Who are they, and what is your pattern with them? How are you regarding them? How are you holding them? Are you dismissing them in some way? So that can give you some information about how you do it and also help you to refocus on listening with purpose rather than listening just as an automatic tune in, tune out, tune in, tune out. Now, speaking of tuning in, tuning out, here's the second level. Distracted listening is most easily probably illustrated in face-to-face conversations. You're talking to the other person, and they have that hiking in the Rocky Mountains look in their eyes. You know, the lights are on, but nobody's home. On the phone, it happens when you say things like, oh, I see, or, okay, while working on an unrelated email or, you know, playing some type of computer game. Maybe you're playing solitaire. Now, people can tell that you're distracted. We're really not fooling anyone. And even if they don't mention it, you know, in the conversation or even register it consciously, they are picking up on it. And this is one scarce level up from the ignoring level from before. So here's an opportunity to observe some things. What distracts you internally or externally to take your attention away from the other person? That's something to observe in yourself this week. And the third level is conversational listening. Now, these are my terms, so I may have borrowed them from somewhere at some time. And all of these flow together, too, so they're not, you know, clearly distinguishable. But just notice that we're getting more and more focused on listening to the other person as we go through the levels here. Now, in conversational listening, during selective times, we pay attention to the speaker as long as they're talking about things we like or agree with. Now, if they move on to other things, you can slip down into distracted listening or even ignore them altogether. So this week, again, where do you start off well? Observe this. Where do you start off well and then lose your way when certain subjects or themes come up? What are you avoiding that could serve you and them? Okay? Now, the next level of listening is called attentive listening. This occurs when we carefully listen to the other person, that while they're speaking, we're deciding whether we agree or disagree, determining whether they are right or wrong, and also composing what we are going to say in rebuttal or agreement. So at all four of these levels, it should be evident that we're listening is filtered through our own belief system. So the whatever we have set up there in our reticular activating system will let certain things in and also filter certain things out. And a lot of this can relate back to our survival strategies and when we're under stress especially, that we'll start tuning people out or only letting them through that semi-permeable membrane called our reticular activating system. And most of these cases, this is the intent is based on our responses from our earlier experiences. Again, the survival strategies at work. Now, practice. Listen to the times that you find yourself composing your answer while the other person is still talking. List the times that you find yourself composing your answer while the other person is talking. You can put like a little scratch on there, you know, four scratches and a line through it. So it's just keeping tabs of this like for a day and determine whether this is a long list or not. You know, has it happened a couple of times or has it happened many times during the day that you are distracted and or you're composing your answer? Now we're getting into some of the upper levels of listening. Replay listening is where you have quieted your inner chatter, that mind talk that's going on inside of all of us, that's commenting on things as they occur. And you've quieted this inner chatter to the extent that you are completely hearing the other person and can actually paraphrase back to them what you've heard without judgment, tonal or verbal, without any add-ons, and without any interpretations. Now, that is replay listening. This is the first level of listening where we're really tuning into the other person. what you can do this week, and practically every conversation you have, is replay it back, rephrase it, feed it back to others as often as you can, and record your results. You know, share it on our group. Share it with your support partner. Share it with your significant others, your friends. And see if there's some difference that some people might be picking up on, all right? And when you are doing replay listening, don't let it go on for a long period of time. I mean, how hard is it to remember 10, 15, 20 sentences? Say to them, wait, just a minute, I want to make sure that I'm tracking you, or let me see if I'm understanding you, and then start replaying what you've heard back. It doesn't have to be word for word, and it does have to maintain the sense and the character of what they were getting across. And then you can ask for confirmation from them. Am I tracking you well so far? And if they say yes, go on. Otherwise, accept the course correction in terms of what they're saying and redo it. Now, the next level we're going to call empathic listening. It's also known as empathetic listening, which is very close, and it's one of the top three levels of listening. To be successful in providing support, teach yourself to treat every call, every conversation as though this is the first time you've ever heard this problem with this person or any other person, even though you may have heard it many times before. If you can discipline yourself to see it through the eyes, the ears, and the feelings of the other person, then you're really in what we call empathic listening. Empathic listening is one of the highest levels of listening and requires practice. Now, here's a way to practice it. Slow down. Be patient. Talk less and listen more. Repeat back what was said, focusing on the feeling states. Now, like in replay listening, you're repeating back. And this one, you're focusing on the feeling stage your coachee is accessing to ensure you don't overlook anything. And you'll pick that out by, for instance, in the practice session this week. Pick one day this week and listen for the feeling words when you're talking with people. Example, I hear that you are feeling frustrated that your boss will not give you a meeting today. Or I hear that you're angry that your children are not listening to you. That's the type of thing where we're tuned into the feeling state, and that actually helps you to increase the rapport with the person when you're feeding that back. All of this type of listening in the higher forms is deepening the rapport you have with the other person. Also, when you are feeding things back to them, when you're feeding feeling states back to them, this helps them to quiet their inner chatter because they are being profoundly heard. One of the greatest gifts that we can ever give another person is to profoundly hear them and let them know that we have heard them in a significant way by replaying and feeding back to them those feeling words that they're experiencing. It says that I see you here and now and you matter. Now, the next level of listening is intuitive listening. And we're getting into really sophisticated states of listening right now. And I'd say this is the second to the top of the listening hierarchy. And it calls us to trust, you know, that inner guidance system that we all have that's sometimes been trained out of us, that was there early on when we were children, and we learned at some point in time not to trust. So be courageous enough this week to say something like, I'm not completely certain why I'm asking you this, and da-da-da-da-da. Or why is life sending you this set of circumstances right now? Who does this person remind you of? I'll tell you about my Aunt Pauline here. That's a good question that occurs to me periodically to ask, because I don't know what it is, you know, and so I just sense there's something else out there, and so I enlist their support in partnering with me to find out what it is we're missing here. Repeat after me. I have something very important to say right now. Now, all these questions or statements are followed by silence. Just let the silence build. Just leave it alone for a little while and wait for an answer. Wait for a response. Now, this week, here's a practice. Be bold this week and trust your gut to lead you, to give some feedback from your inner source, your inner guide, and your intuition, and share it, you know, with your support partner and share it with a group. Any of these things or all of these things you can share. Now, the highest form of listening I know, and this takes practice and sophistication, is a combined attention listening. This combines all the best components of the last three, and it's also monitoring your internal state, which is a self-context in terms of self-others in context, and then listening to their micro-expressions with your eyes, and unconsciously conscious pre-verbal sensing. Now, that's a mouthful there, right? We really can tell, since we were children, what was going on with our parents before we could even talk. So we're reading the micro-expressions. It's also another way of listening. This is listening with your eyes now. And this is an unconsciously conscious way that we are responding to people. We can tell that they're upset or they're confused. We know it before the words even come out of their mouth. So see if you can tune into that this week. And then that's all about the others' context, of self-others in context. And then recognizing patterns, looking for patterns in the conversations as we're listening. If they start having some kind of a pattern, the same type of relationship they've been having over and over again, same type of challenges in terms of friends and bosses. I remember at one point in time for myself that I was having all these strong female presences in my life that were giving me feedback, real big quality feedback, sometimes, you know, boldly in my face about, you know, speaking up, telling my truth, you know, living life 100%, going for it, trusting myself. All of those things were as a pattern in my life that were coming, especially through the strong female friends and fellow trainers that I have. So practice for that is go for the gold. See, hear, feel, smell, touch, taste, and intuit in as many conversations as possible all of those combined attention conversations, listening with all of your senses. And then please share the experiences with the group, okay? Now, at the end of a session, you can do a brief recap of a listening session of what you've discussed, what approach they'll follow, any steps on your part or their part that are needed. And now be specific about how you will follow up with you, what you'll do, you know, and what they can expect and when it will happen. A great way to evaluate whether you're listening or not in terms of your conversation is to ask yourself, internally, of course, where is my focus right now? It's a good pattern interrupt. It's a good check-in that you can have that you are staying focused. It's also a way of maintaining a split attention. You're attending to listening to what the other person is saying, and you're also monitoring your internal state and also what's going on out in the broader context of the room, or the space you're in, or whatever the physical context is. Now, as you think about the many levels of listening, think about the fact that the first four levels are self-focused, while the last four levels, replay, empathetic, intuitive, and combined listening, are focused on the other person. And that's the big difference between limited to no listening to full combined listening that is focused on the other person. When your focus is completely on the other person and not on yourself, I want to suggest to you that your level of service to them and yourself will be greatly increased and be very much higher. So happy listening. Please listen to the TED Talk, Julian Treasure talking about listening and conscious listening. and I will see you on the next day. Take care. Have a great day.